Blessings, everyone. My name is Becca Althaus, and this is class two for the series of The Heart of Letting Go. This is a class that is taking us into an inner journey. This is a class that is allowing us to really gain skills in order to travel more from our energetic body, to sense and feel our surroundings around us from this place, and to learn to gather information from this place in a way that allows us to be in our core truth. I know many of us seek answers. We're riddled with questions. And this is a wonderful place to be in from the viewpoint of awakening into our true self, into the vastness and the grandness of who we are. But when we attempt to find these answers to these questions by looking outside of ourselves, we are never going to find our truth. We may find bits of information that keep pointing us back to this inward journey. But we do not want to get lost looking outside of ourselves for these answers. So what we are beginning to do is build the foundation that allows us to be comfortable with the energy of accessing information from inside of us. What we are doing is creating that foundation to become more comfortable accessing and traveling into realms that, from this standpoint in our physical body, seem unknown. But when we are stepping into that place of feeling, a word that I'm going to repeat over and over and over again, feeling. This is our greatest guide and our greatest compass that we have as we reconnect with the fullness of who we are. And what this fullness is us coming into harmony, wholeness, and balance. Us stepping into that wholeness of who we are on every dimension and every layer. So this class is going to build upon what we learned in the first class. The first class I really emphasized connecting with the grounding, our core energy, stepping into feeling our true power, building our energy space around us, and also beginning to get in touch with our feelings. So we are going to just move forward from this place of being in our centered self, in our heart space, our heart mind. As we start to look into what our beliefs, and we start to get more and more comfortable identifying these feelings and beginning to interpret them, learning to speak that language more fluently, more clearly, so that even as we interact in this 3D realm around us, this earth realm, this very tangible realm, we are going to be as conscious as and aware of these higher levels, these higher dimensions, fourth, fifth, sixth, and so on, so that we are, as some like to put it, walking about with a foot in both worlds. a foot in the outer world and a foot in the inner world. And beginning to kind of see wholeness and balance in a very multidimensional way. That each idea that we have, we can kind of cross-reference it to different ideas and thought forms and see how they all just kind of overlay on top of each other and fit perfectly together. So welcome again to class number 2. We're going to, just kind of reading this, we're going to learn how to easily identify and find beliefs and thoughts that have been hindering our true happiness and success in our life. We're going to explore how our family and our early years are playing a role in this as we start to build up more and more of our powerful inner compass that is in full alignment with our highest self. And we are going to learn those steps to start to clear all of those blocks away.